Hi, everybody. This month at Fellowship Power Lunch, we had the best speaker, Dr. Nathaniel Hearn. He's also known as Coach Hearn. And if you're familiar with him, then you know that he is the inspiration behind Friday Night Lights, the book, as well as the film and the TV series that appeared on Fox. He is such a great inspiration. He instilled values in the teams that he led and talk with them about the importance of maintaining and facilitating great relationships. Not only was his team a championship team, but he also created champions, God-given, inspirational champions who lead quality lives and are still giving back to communities today. Dr. Nathaniel Hearn is a coach. He's a facilitator for Zig Ziglar. He is an ordained minister. He has his doctorate in theology, and he's husband to beautiful Callie, who is a core clarity coach and facilitator. We thoroughly enjoyed our time with Dr. Hearn. You may know that I'm all about mental clarity and mental and physical productivity, and I want to remind you about Magic Mind. Magic Mind is a productivity shot. You can see it there, and it really helps you to perform at your best. It keeps you alert. It's all natural. It's not a replacement for coffee, although you know I don't drink coffee. It's not a replacement for coffee, but it does allow you to be able to layer it on top of your favorite beverage and still have that mental alertness throughout your day. I'm going to recommend that you check out the show notes. I've got a discount for you. TaylorLC20 is your discount code. So go to magicmind.com/TaylorLC20. You'll get a discount. And they say hello to feeling dialed in, reduce stress, stay steady and calm, and have just a really nice level of energy. You'll have focus and clarity, and it benefits you throughout the day. Lisa Kay and I've talked about that a lot, and so I highly recommend it. Something else great that happened at our last Fellowship Power Lunch. You may know our dear friend, Laura McGraw. She's a longtime supporter and sponsor of Fellowship Power Lunch. And for the past, say, 6 years since I've been involved with Fellowship Power Lunch, each month, Laura would read a very encouraging word. She calls these love letters from God. And so I had stacks of these that I was keeping because they mean so much to me. And it never failed that Laura's message somehow seemed to resonate with me particularly, and it would fit exactly what I was going through or what the Lord had placed on my heart at that time. And so, for example, here is one, and I don't remember what day it was, but listen to this. Rest in my love for you, for I am love. I am perfecting those things that concern you. Do not stress, but rest. I will make the crooked ways straight. I will help you in your time of need. Do not be afraid, for I am with you and I am for you. If I am for you, who can be against you? Know that my love exceeds all boundaries. I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could expect, ask, or think. Count on me to be your help in time of trouble, for I love you and I'm working out all things for your good. Trust, put your faith in my finished work, and trust me. I love you, God. And this is based on scriptures from Psalms 138:8, Isaiah 45:2, Psalm 46:1, Romans 8:31, Ephesians 3:20, and Romans 8:28. And these are written by Laura McGraw, but they're inspired by conversations with God. Another one that I absolutely love is My Child, My Love. I love you, my child. Do not fret. Look for the small, still voice saying, this is my way. Walk in it. Do not be concerned about how you will get to your destiny. Only know that I am with you and I am making your destiny. Rest in my love for you and I will lead and guide you. Trust in me with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In everything you do, acknowledge me and I will direct your paths. I am perfecting everything that concerns you. Rest in me. Rest in my love for you. I am giving you grace and success in everything you put your hands to. I love you, God. And this is another love letter from God written by Laura McGraw. Well, the big bonus is that Laura has kept me from keeping piles and piles of all of these phenomenal love letters. And she now has a book that's called 101 Days of Unveiling God's Love Through Letters. This is an awesome book. And I understand she even has a bonus. So she was going to do 100 days and then she did 101. And so this is Laura's new book. I am so glad to have my own copy. I'm also going to start giving this away to friends because every single day there is a beautiful word from God based on scripture. And then there's an action step that you can take to encourage you, to remind you of who your calling is, of who God has identified you as, that you are loved, that you're forgiven, that anything and everything is possible. So this is a beautiful gift. It's also a beautiful reminder. And Laura is such a precious, beautiful person. And so she has put this together for us. So I want to read one more. Absolutely love this one. This is from day 9. And it says, I seek to find you. I am purposely pursuing you. I am looking to bring blessings to you and to give you my grace. My love and mercy are endless towards you. It endures forever. Please know that I love you and I want to be found by you. Seek me and you will find me. Seek my grace and you will find my mercy. I love you, God. Okay, but there's more. So you go to day 9 and then you look on the back of that page and it says there's an action step for you. And it encourages us to read Lamentations 3, 22 through 25. And it asks, what truth can you carry from those verses today and journal about it? And it's really a conversation about grace and mercy. All right, so I have Lamentations 3:22 on a plaque that's, you can't really see it, but it's over here in my foyer. And it is, God's mercies are new every single morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies are new every day, every morning, and great is his faithfulness, or great is thy faithfulness. And so I love that. It ties in so perfectly with Laura's beautiful words. It's also a reminder of us that no matter how difficult things may be, no matter what we're facing, some good, some not so good, God is always faithful. He always loves you. You are his beloved child. You are seen, you are known, you are loved. And I love what she had in there. God pursues us. He actually almost chases us down. Now, he's not going to force us, but he is actively pursuing us. If we will just look for him, we can see him. We'll see him in conversations. I had a great conversation with a young lady today, and we were talking about sacred echoes and moments where we just felt like we continue to hear the same thing over and over again. Maybe it's a nudging, a prompting, something that's encouraging us. And we keep hearing it and we're like, why do I keep hearing that? Well, it's a sacred echo. It's a holy echo. It's something that the Lord wants us to know, to take notice of. And so we can act on that information. We can maybe lean in and ask questions. Lord, what are you trying to tell me? Why is this so important? What do I need to learn from this? Who should I talk with? How can I pray about it? And then you can go to prayer after hearing that, after experiencing those. And I don't call them coincidences. I kind of call them God coincidences. That's kind of a tongue twister. Or God winks. I can call it that. But it really is something that continues to happen over and over again. And you're like, what is this that I should do? Why is this happening? How can I act on it? And so you really take note of it and don't just let it pass you by, because really that is something that God has not knocked on the door and said, hey, I want you to know this once, but he said it multiple times. So that means you should take notice. So great is his faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. God is pursuing you. He loves you. He sees you. He desires to be with you. He is ever present, our ever-present help in time of need. What a wonderful Savior we serve. Okay, check out the show notes. You can get a discount for Magic Mind. I'm also going to share information about these love letters from God, 101 days of unveiling God's love through letters from my friend Laura. And you can get all that information. Great to see you.